You're listening to the audio production of Unglued, Audio Bible Studies by Lisa Turkhurst, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Unglued includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter as well as relevant material from other sources.
I'm a simple girl who feels most at home sitting at my kitchen table, my sticky farm table, surrounded by my really cute husband, 5 kids, 3 dogs, and a mouse that refuses to leave us alone. But this week, I'm in one of the most amazing places I've ever visited, Florence, Italy. Florence has it all. History, architecture, art, food, romance, and some of the friendliest people I've ever met. The old city is like a living history book. Every street is quaint and charming. The food is amazing, especially from the little tucked away restaurants found on the streets and alleyways. There are museums on almost every block, famous statues in every square, or piazza as they're called in Italy. It's no wonder Florence is considered to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Florence, as we know it and can experience it today, is beautiful. But if you take a closer look at the history of Florence, you'll see that this charming, wonderful place wasn't always so charming or wonderful. In fact, if I were to trace the history of Florence, there were conflicts and extreme struggles throughout the centuries. You might say that Florence was a city with a tendency to come unglued, kind of like me, maybe even like you. Do you ever get worn out from trying to deal with your raw emotions like anger, frustration, bitterness, resentment? You know those feelings that you hide from people that you want to impress, but spew on those you love the most? Me too. That's why I wrote this study, Unglued. My last book, Made to Crave, was about what I put in my mouth. Unglued, it's about the struggle of what comes out of my mouth. And rest assured, as we walk through these next 6 sessions, you won't find me pretending to be a preachy expert shining my halo. No, I'm your gut honest friend who lays my own struggles out on the table and will quite honestly probably make you feel a little bit better about yourself, or at least more normal in your own struggles. You see, there's nothing wrong with having feelings. Feelings are good. God made us to be emotional creatures who experience the highs and the lows of life through our feelings. But while feelings are great indicators of what we're experiencing, they shouldn't dictate how we react to our circumstances. Yes, feelings should be indicators, not dictators. So in this study, we'll process together how to fight for our relationships rather than against them, deal with the realities of messy, aggravating, everyday life situations without yelling or stewing, identify the kind of reactor that we are, and the practical, biblical help to become more peaceful, yes, peaceful, more peaceful than we ever thought possible. And you definitely want to read the Unglued book and follow along in the Unglued Participants Workbook with this DVD. We are about to experience significant life change in a setting more beautiful than you can imagine. So, if you're ready, and I know I am, let's step into this city and into 6 lessons that have changed my life, and I'm praying they will change yours as well. Unglued. Making wise choices in the midst of raw emotions. Like most ancient cities with a long history of wars and conflict, Florence has been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?